Pages, and David Toivainen, physical therapist. We appreciate your generous, ongoing support of our community radio.
Stop your dial. You found us. You're on 88.5 KKRN, and I'm the Analog Man.
I'm Ruby Tuesday.
I'm Sammy Joe.
And you're listening to
Strictly Vinyl.
So welcome, everybody. Just wanted to give a little update from our, if you're tuned into our last show, we had a dedication show to a good friend of mine that had passed away, Mr. Mark Gable, the World War II veteran. We had a service for him on Monday out at the Veterans Cemetery and with the Marine Corps Honor Guard. And it was followed up with a flyover with Sammy Joe's brother, Matt, and her dad, Dan, and their friend, Rex. And it was quite the service there. So anyway, we got some good tunes for you tonight. We're going to get started here. We're going to kick it off with the Eagles. So here we go with off their On the Border album from 1974. Here's Already Gone.
We'll be right back.
I'm Already Gone by the Eagles from 1974. All right, so this last week my parents came up to town here and brought a whole stack of records they got at an estate sale. So we got a few of them cleaned up here, and we're going to play one here. This is Cat Stevens. This is his best greatest hits album, but this song is off the TV for the Tillerman album that was released in 1970. So here's Cat Stevens with Wild World.
Now that I've lost everything to you, you say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving, but if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear. Then a lot of nice things turn bad out there. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. I'll always remember you. I've seen a lot of what the world can do, and it's breaking my heart in two, because I never want to see you sad, girl. Don't be a bad girl, but if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you make a lot of nice friends out there, but just remember there's a lot of bad. Remember, there's a lot of bad, and beware. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. I'll always remember you like a child, girl. It's a wild world, and it's hard to get by just upon a smile. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world, and I'll always remember you like a child, girl.
All right, that was Cat Stevens there from 1970. I think that's about the... I think that's the first time we played Cat Stevens on Strictly Vinyl, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. It's a good song, though.
We're going to have to play some more of him. That
yeah,
was good.
Yeah, there's some other good ones, too.
All right. So, actually, we got an exclusive deal here for you tonight on Strictly Vinyl. About a month ago, Loretta Lynn came out with a brand new album called Full Circle. And I had put an order in it to get the LP, and I got the notice that 2 days after the album had been released that... they were sold out of the LP, and I was on a back order status. So apparently a lot of people were starting to buy LPs. Well, finally, it just came today. So we just opened it up for the first time. We haven't played any songs on this, so we're going to listen to this together. So you can tell everybody you heard Loretta Lynn's new album. You heard it here first on Strictly Vinyl. So what song did you pick for us, Ruby Tuesday?
I picked the song I Never Will Marry.
Okay, so I Never Will Marry. This is off of Loretta Lynn's brand new album.
Yeah, and it was produced by Patsy Lynn Russell, who is her daughter, right?
Yep.
And I'm probably
assume that was named after Patsy Cline.
It was, yeah. They were good friends.
And John Carter Cash, recorded and mixed at Cash Cabin Studio in Hendersonville, Tennessee.
I bet that's a neat place.
Yeah.
To play.
I think so.
All right, well, let's listen to it. Here we go with Loretta Lynn.
I never will marry, I'll be no man's wife. I intend to stay single for the rest of my life. One day as I wandered down by the seashore, the wind it did whistle, and the waters did roar. I heard a poor maiden make a pitiful cry. She sounded so lonesome at the waters nearby. No, I never will marry, I'll be no man's wife. I intend to stay single for the rest of my life. The one I adore, I never will see him, no, never no more. The shells in the ocean will be my deathbed, and the fish in the water over my head. She plunged her fair body in the water so deep. She closed her blue eyes in the waters to sleep. I never will marry, be no man's wife. I intend to stay single for the rest of my life.
Well, that was incredible. What a great song.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was a really good movie, Coal Miner's Daughter. It made me really start liking her.
Yeah, she's still got it. She's 82 years old, and man, that listen to that voice, that's really something. It's a breath of fresh air listening to some original country music like that, because we don't get to hear it very often anymore.
Yeah, and I was just reading the back of this album, and it says that this song, Whispering Sea, is the first song she ever penned, and was composed at age 25 while sitting beside the ocean in Pacific Northwest. And by the time she wrote her first song, she was already the mother of four children.
Oh.
So.
Well, let's listen to it.
Great.
All right, so Whispering Pines. It looks like there's an introduction on this and then goes into the song. So we'll give it a shot here. This is Loretta Lynn off Full Circle.
We haven't heard the song before either, so.
Yeah.
first verse too.
Yeah, the first song I ever heard. The first song I ever wrote was Whisper and See, I think.
What was your inspiration for Whisper and See?
I was fishing, and I had to get all these songs wrote in 2 days. So I wrote 12 of them. I said, how many goes on an album? I didn't even know. And they said 12, and I said, well, I'll write them. And I had them wrote in 2 days and had them that week that we had it done. And we didn't know how to get another band, you know, how to get somebody to record us. So Doolittle, because Doo would do all this stuff that I wouldn't have to worry about. And he got Speedy West. And from Speedy West, Speedy went and got the other pickers.
What did Doolittle think of your songs?
Oh, he said every one of them was a hit. Every time I'd write one, I'd sing it to him. He said, that's a hit. Shoot, it was a hit miss. Oh, Lord. Let it rip, boys.
Sit down by the sea, and it whispered to me. It brought back an old love affair that used to be. It told me that you had found someone new and left me to cry over you. Whispering sea, me cry. I cry as though my heart is broken too. Oh, how I love him so. No one will ever know. No one but the drifting whispering sea. Behind all his love, but I was blind. I should have known that there was no use to pretend. I thought a new love I would find, and you'd never cross my mind. But the whispering sea, it talked to me. Me cry. I cry as though my heart is broken too. Oh, how I love him so. No one will ever know. No one but the drifting whispering sea. No one but the drifting whispering sea.
I like that steel pedal.
Yeah, I miss that in country music today. You rarely hear it anymore.
Yep. What's the next song?
Well, Harmonica Steve couldn't make it tonight, so but he had asked us to play him a couple songs, so we got a few here for you. This is a J.J. Cale's album. We'll get right into the first one here called Naturally. Or excuse me.
Call Me the Breeze.
Call Me the Breeze. Off the album, Naturally.
Here's one of your rock and roll favorites, friend. Shuffle on down the Broadway. One, two, one, two. Thank you.
right. That was J.J. Cale's off his first album, Naturally. So many artists have album is from 1971, but so many artists have performed his songs and copied his style. And Steve says that these that song and the next one here we're going to play for you are two of his favorites here. So the next one we have for you here is Magnolia, and You're the Best I Ever Had.
Soft summer breeze makes me think of my babe. I left down in New Orleans. I left down in New Orleans. Magnolia, you're sweet. On me, man. Got to get back to you, babe. You're the best I ever had. You're the best I ever had. You whisper.
You're listening to Strictly Vinyl on KKRN 88.5. All right, so those two songs from J.J. Cale there going out to Harmonica Steve.
And we want to ask our listeners, who is the furthest away? Like, who's the farthest?
On the internet, right?
Yeah.
Our internet listeners.
Yeah, we're wondering. We were just talking about that, and we're just kind of curious. Where are you from?
Yeah. So send us an email to strictlyvinyl@kkrn.org.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, we appreciate all our listeners sending us in emails for those requests, and we're getting them to them. So what do we got next here?
I think we got some Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Awesome, Lynyrd Skynyrd. All right.
Not Freebird, though, no. Unfortunately.
We'll get that one next time. How about Give Me Three Steps?
Yes.
Let's play some old honk. All right. Y'all help me out with this one if you would. Damn, I ain't even worked up a sweat yet. There it is. We'll be right back.
right, that was a lot of fun, huh?
Yes, it was.
Too bad they didn't have a camera on us here. You could have seen us all singing, and Ruby yeah. Tuesday was cutting a rug.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah. Well, there are some pretty cool guitarists on that one. That would have been a good concert. And speaking of concerts, I went to a concert recently. Last Wednesday, a week from today, I was at a Paul McCartney concert in Fresno, and it was so amazing. It was so cool. And I'm just going to have to play Paul McCartney songs now, so you're welcome.
Okay, so we heard the first concert that you went a couple years ago, and you were made it late. So yes, were you on yes. time at this concert?
We were on time. We were there extra early. We got there at 2 o'clock, and the concert started at 8.
Weren't going to miss this one, huh?
No, but we got to see Paul McCartney drive in, and it was so cool, and he was so close to me, and he looked at me. So that was worth it.
All right. Worth the 5-hour wait.
Yeah, and the song that we're going to play next is a Paul McCartney song released in 1973. And I have to say, this is the best song I've ever seen performed. And it's just so cool. And Ruby Tuesday, you know, right? You've seen this one.
Yeah, there's so many, like, fireworks and just fire oh, on yeah. the stage.
It's just crazy. It was so, like, it really startled me when the fireworks exploded. I wasn't expecting it, but...
Oh, I was ready. I was ready for
well,
it.
Well, it was really good. I just have to say, you're going to have to listen to this one. And, it, like, imagine fireworks coming off this song, because it's so cool. Okay, here you go.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
Wasn't that so cool?
The coolest.
That was cool. You know, Guns N' Roses covered that song, too.
Yep. but probably not as good as this one.
Probably not.
And I read that Paul McCartney wrote the song in 10 minutes.
How does he do it?
I don't know, but...
When you're good, you're good.
Yeah, true. And Paul McCartney is such a good performer.
All right, so this next song is called Fooled Again, I Don't Like It by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers off of their debut album. I just heard this song. I was watching a video on YouTube of them performing at Winterland, and it was maybe like midnight, and I was starting to fall asleep, and this song came on, and it woke me up again. So
I've seen that video. That's actually a great video because he's talking about where he was in Reading the night before and playing a poker game and lost the poker game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that far in the video yet because after the song I fell asleep. So
yep.
This is Fooled Again by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
One of my favorite songs. I won't get fooled again.
Thank you.
That was Fooled Again, I Don't Like It by Tom Petty. And believe me, he doesn't like it.
Next song we got, another Beatles song. And this is a song that Paul McCartney played for the first time in over 50 years. And he played it last with the Beatles. And he performed it. And we're going to play this song that's off a live recording. And it was, actually, never mind, just kidding. That's going to be the next song that's going to be live for recording. But this song, Paul said that John, him and John wrote it, but John was supposed to sing the lead vocals on it. And George Martin, the producer, said that he wanted Paul to sing Love Me Do, just that one line, because John was going to come in on the harmonica on Do. So Paul was really nervous to sing that one line.
You can kind of tell that he's nervous, too.
Yeah, and he even said, yeah, I was really nervous, and I can hear it in my voice.
Yeah.
So we'll have to listen for that. Here it is.
Love Me Do by the Beatles. So I remember watching a DVD, something to do with the Beatles, and Paul actually said that there was quite a few times when he was really nervous to sing a part in a song or sing a song a certain way, and John would always have to convince him, like, no, man, you can do it. You got this.
That's so nice.
Yeah. I thought you'd like hearing
They're
that.
They're such a good team. Yep. The next song is going to be from that live recording I was telling you about. It's from the Hollywood Bowl, and it's Hard Day's Night. And it was recorded, they performed it the last time, August 31st, 1965. And this is the second to last time they performed it at the Hollywood Bowl. And Paul McCartney sang it for the first time since then, last week. So... And Hard Day's Night, Ringo came up with that. Do you remember that story?
Yeah, I think they'd been working all day and all night or something.
Yeah, and then Ringo came out and it was dark out and he's like, oh, it was a Hard Day's Night. And so they liked that and they wrote a song about it.
Yeah, it was one of the many Ringo-isms.
Yep.
So this is Hard Day's Night.
It's been a hard day.
Did you hear all the girls screaming in the background?
Yeah, you couldn't even hear the Beatles, hardly.
I think I heard my mom.
It's amazing that they were able to sing on key and sing harmony with each other because they probably couldn't hear each other at all.
That must have been kind of annoying, though, to like not be able to hear yourself singing.
Yeah, I'm sure that's one of the reasons why they stopped touring.
Yeah.
So this next song is called Just What I Needed. It's by the band The Cars, and I started listening to The Cars because my dad would talk about them a lot, and he bought one of their greatest hits CDs one day, and he was singing, like, every single song that came on in the car, and I was giving him a hard time, and I was like, oh, it must be you reliving your glory days, Dad. So this is for my dad and my mom, Just What I Needed by The Cars.
I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time. 'Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume I
Just What I Needed by The Cars. This next song is Boots of Spanish Leather by Bob Dylan. It's off of his album, The Times Are A-Changin'. Very rarely could you get out of Bob Dylan what his songs were about, but this one was about his first serious girlfriend he ever had when he moved to New York from Minnesota, and her name was Susie. And they were very close. They lived together, and she decided to go to Spain for a while, I think to study art. And he wrote this song for her, Boots of Spanish Leather. And when he performed it live, he said, "This is from when I used to be a romantic." And he was very nonchalant about it. And it's actually a very romantic song. So this is Boots of Spanish Leather by Bob Dylan.
Oh, I'm sailing away, my own true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Is it something I can send you from across the sea? From the place that I'll be landing. No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be owning. Just to carry yourself back to me unspoiled. From across that lonesome ocean. Ah, but I just thought you might want something fine, made of silver or of golden, either from the mountains of Madrid or from the coast of Barcelona. But if I had the stars of the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. For that's all I'm wishing to be owning. But I might be gone a long old time, and it's only that I'm asking. Is there something I can send you to remember me by, to make your time more easy passing? Oh, how can you ask me again? It only brings me sorrow. This same thing I would want today, I would want again tomorrow. Oh, I got a letter on a lonesome day. It was from her ship, it's sailing, saying I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. If you, my love, must think that way, I'm sure your mind is roaming. I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but with the country to where you're going. So take heed.
All right, well, that does our show for this week. What a great week we have in store for us here at Strictly Vinyl. Got the big Cool April Nights car show, and Sammy Joe's playing down there at the Mega Tent between 11 and 12. And we got a big party afterwards. So we'll see you all in 2 weeks. So thanks for tuning in to Strictly Vinyl. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Physical therapist. David teaches motivated patients how to eliminate or minimize recurrent or variable low back pain. David Toivainen, physical therapist, can be reached at 530-223-6288.